This is Due by Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin.
And Max Temkin.
This week's challenge, watch Blue's Clues.
Hello.
Did I just hear a door close?
I closed a tab.
Oh, that was it. Right.
Sometimes I like to listen to that song from Tokyo Drift on repeat. Not the starting of the week.
When Max isn't here, I have to just sit and figure out if it's a bit or if it's a reference I should know.
What?
I don't know. See, great. Well, off to a great start.
Do you like music?
I've been told it's good.
Probably not.
Yes.
My family and I have been watching Fast and the Furious movies.
Hmm.
And that song right there just grabbed me and shook me, and I just keep listening to it now.
I was about to be like, have you listened to Scott Pilgrim? And I'm like, has Merlin listened to Scott Pilgrim? That's silly.
That's not a dumb question. I'm a big fan, and I really like the soundtrack. Songs on there, actually, my kid likes that movie and likes the soundtrack, so there's a couple of bangers on there that have gotten a lot of repeat play in our house. The metric version of the Envy Adams song is very, very, very good. And also the titular song, if you'll pardon my saying. I loved you for 1,000 years.
No comment.
Canadian girls are so cute.
Which is why I say no comment. I have to be...
What?
I've been told I'm the conduit of the audience, so I don't want to say how hot everyone in
them... What is happening? I don't even...
I see.
Do you have new pronouns this week you want to tell me about?
This is the thing. The hottest
today,
person
this week, my,
in that
my
movie
pronoun
is
box.
Actually... Oh, God, I almost forgot. Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick often forget...
Superman?
There's... You can cut this out. Our editor, Quinn, is here today instead of Cameron. But when I said who the hottest person in Scott Pilgrim was, I got an enthusiastic nod, which made me excited.
Well, does Quinn agree about Anna Kendrick?
Yeah. Would you agree that out of all the characters in Scott Pilgrim, out of all the amazing women, Anna Kendrick has to be number one, despite her brief time in it?
Anna Kendrick is just usually the hottest person in any movie.
Yeah, that's the thing. She just steals the spotlight. And she forgets. Like there's this bit she does on Twitter where she was like, oh, my God, I forgot I was in Scott Pilgrim. And then, oh, my God, I just remembered I was in Twilight. And I kind of believe her because there's so much. I don't know. Do you like when what's her name? Goop lady forgot that she was in Spider-Man.
That was genuinely sweet and hilarious.
Yeah, I don't fault her. Like, she's got an egg up her pussy, and like, she's got a lot going on.
With those movies, they shoot all this different stuff at different times, and it's not like she's Steve Rogers. She's in some scenes, but there's movies she's not in. It's not, I mean, she's got a lot to do. She's not going to remember, oh, this thing we shot in Atlanta on green screen is going to be in this movie. I mean, it's so silly. It's such a, I mean, like, I get why people think it's hilarious, but I thought it was sweet. Now, is it, I mean, she's little. She's got big eyes that are wide set apart like an alien, and she talks fast.
Oh, my
what
God.
Do you find cute about Anna? No. I'm saying these are all things I find attractive,
Okay.
Oh, I don't find fast-talking, big-eyed girls attractive. Give me a break. Robin from Stranger Things, please. Oh, man. Have you seen Robin in Stranger Things yet?
No. I started watching the second season yesterday because I heard it wasn't as good, and I'm like, well.
Yeah, I did a recap just to. Get into three.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Netflix has an official recap with the kids hosting it.
Oh, that's they're smart.
Isn't that smart?
I think this Netflix, they're onto something. They could.
I think they're going places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Robin, that's all I'm saying. Robin, she works at Scoops Ahoy.
So endearing.
Anna Kendrick.
Yes, she's attractive. What other big-eyed girl should we objectify?
Oh, God, come on, you're killing me.
Oh.
All you do is talk about sex things all the time, but then
do I talk about sex things? Tell me when I talk about sex things.
You talk about people who are a snack. You do that.
That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't...
It means nothing.
It means they're... what do you think I mean when I say that?
I don't know. We talked about scissoring this morning.
Wait, what are you talking? No. What?
Yeah.
What?
Clicks keyboards.
We didn't talk
keyboards.
This more. Oh, I'm happy that the scissor keyboards are coming
back. Isn't that a sexy thing,
the
scissoring?
I don't know what you're talking about. No.
Oh, God.
No.
It's too early for you to be lying to me.
I'm not lying. I will say that I talk about gender a lot.
Are you, like, sex positive and shit? Are you one of those sex positive people?
I am sex positive as long as no one's having it with me. I'm Catholic. I'm very afraid of everybody.
Oh, you're dirty. You are so dirty.
I see Anna Kendrick's eyes, and I'm like, it's a sin. I need to go.
Only she does the cups.
I love the cupping.
I love the cups.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she wipes away the flour. She's so cute. My problem is I confuse her with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, my
goodness. No, no,
no.
Part of it is the Snap to Grid problem of having a similar name.
Yes.
Slightly similar name. But they're also like raven-haired beauties that do movies. And like, I don't know. I just get confused.
I'll say something nice while Max isn't here. This was the year before I started working at Cards. On the red carpet, I almost said Anna Kendrick. No, not Anna Kendrick. Anne Hathaway was being... Oh, God. Anyway.
She's the one that went to school with Elliot Kalin.
The Princess Diaries was being interviewed on the red carpet. And for some reason, she was asked, like, what were you doing at your before party? And she's like, oh, we were playing that game, like Cards for Humanity. And man, I just love it. And the internet, you know, especially college game internet, like freaked the fuck out. And so the Cards Against Humanity guys.
Was it less well known then?
It was less, blah, 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 less well known in the, I mean, yes, it was less well known. And like it was not in Target. This was an internet product or something you pirated. And they set up a number like that was like, call us Anna Kendrick and not, oh my God, call us Princess Diaries. And it was, the response was like very funny. And yeah, that's all. Max did a funny, the end. End of anecdote.
Wow. I concentrated so hard and I didn't understand any of that. You set up a phone line so that only Cups Lady could call you?
No, Princess Diaries. Ms. Princess Diaries.
Oh, Princess Diaries said it.
Princess Diaries said it. Okay. So it was, I don't remember what movie.
Is that the one where Elton John redid the song about her? Remember when Princess Diaries died? That limo? Come on, that's funny. That's where it's selling like other things.
No, that's the thing. Is like, I know it's funny, but it is. Mm-hmm. It's early for me as well.
It's early. Okay, never mind. I'll cut all this out. What else did we have? Oh, I have so much iOS follow-up.
Oh, so
oh, yeah,
do
sexy
I.
people. We're talking about sexy
no,
people.
No, we're not talking about. Why must you do this? What sort of sexy things?
Listen. Mm-hmm. You've gone way the fuck out of your way to deal with all your bathing suit issues publicly. Okay.
I don't know what that means. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I have no, literally no libido. None. None. I have not ejaculated since 38 Special was popular. You understand? Are you listening closely? I have literally no libido.
Yes. Okay.
I mean,
we've established
I ride a Segway, Alex.
So do I. So do I.
No, you don't. You write it in a room.
Oh.
That doesn't count.
It's in
300
it's
miles
big.
On this thing. I move so far out of the way so that I don't seem creepy to somebody. I was trying. My I'm on iOS 13. And yesterday, for some reason, my phone locked.
Mm-hmm.
Not locked as in locked, but as in like, it doesn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to do the thing where you hold the buttons and do the thing. And half a block or so
ahead
of me.
Oh, the fingering of the phone where you got to like put two in and then one on the side?
Well, yeah, where you do the
hard
reboot.
Yeah.
You'll remember from my very early days on, remember my anecdote about 13 where like I couldn't even hard reboot. It was so fucked.
Yes.
I had to just wait for it to crash.
Yep.
Anyway, the point is I was going to my favorite ATM. And I was scooting to my favorite ATM, and three quarters of a block ahead of me were two young women and a dog. And I think they were together. One were walking the dog. And they kept looking back at me because I kept pausing on my Segway, looking really annoyed while I looked at my phone. I think it might have looked like I was a creeper trying to take their picture on a Segway.
Mm.
And so I just pulled over out of view and waited for them to go away. No libido. No libido.
All right.
No, I'm not. No, you go ahead. Now, who do you think is cute? Princess Diary.
Oh, I love Princess Diary. I love Anna Kendrick.
Do you think Envy Adams is cute?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't like Captain Marvel.
I didn't. I'm really problematic. Mm-hmm. I rewatched it. It's not good.
But you're a spicy meatball.
It is really not good.
I never know what bite I'm going to get with you.
I know. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, if anybody wants to send me a libido, please hit that bell and respond in comments. Fuck me. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, iOS. You have follow-up. I have follow-up.
Oh, okay, good. You want to start?
Yep. No. Oh, all right.
I can start. So I don't know if this is going... I'm going to stop talking about this and just act like this is the show because it's probably the show. Hello. Mm-hmm. I'm already back. I love something I have wanted for so long. So on the phone. The reason I put it on my phone, so dumb. I want it on my phone because I want my unknown calls to go to voicemail, and it's been great. The other thing I've wanted for, which every phone should have, that should be free on every phone, is I don't give phone calls from people unless I've approved them. I think they shouldn't even be allowed to leave a voicemail. I think they should go to Dev Null.
Ooh, interesting. Well, why don't you just not set up your voicemail?
I got a kid, and she might be dead somewhere.
Ah, that is fair, yes.
That's a good idea, though. The other thing that they just added, I heard this. I've been watching a lot of videos and reading things about 13 with, like, European men fingering their phones very quickly. Those guys move fast with their little skinny fingers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the side by side, this is this, and my thumb is doing this. But you can now delete apps from the update screen. I said this in our private text channel, but this is fucking huge. I've wanted this for so – you ever get an update for an app, and you're like, I hate this app. I don't use it anymore, but I guess I better update it. And now if you slide right to left, you can hit a delete button.
Let me.
So have you done your updates today? I do not love at all the way they are doing updates now. I don't love that you have to go to like a modal pop-up thing to get to it. I liked it better when it was a tab.
Oh, yeah. You had to tap on your face. Yeah.
I'm a manual updater.
Same. Oh, it kind of works like test flight. Oh, interesting. It's very test flighty. Huh.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, and you can even delete ones that have been updated recently and scrolling. Wow.
I want to be positive about this. It does kind of feel like the kind of thing that should have been there forever. But thank you for adding that. I love that. And I'm saying, listen, you can't run this on your phone unless it's for your work, but you're going to love
it. Hey, Max is here.
Oh, my God. We barely started.
I know. But okay. But please delete the apps.
Okay, I'll try and make this quick.
All right, I'm here. Let's get started.
Yep.
This
yep,
is
yep,
Max.
Yep.
Alex.
Yes.
Do what particular wrath specifically will I incur for myself and my family if I upgrade reminders and or notes? Are they unusable? Like on my unupdated Mac?
Oh, interesting. Reminders,
you
yes.
You get a real, like the kind of thing that Apple doesn't do very often, which mm-hmm. is one of their like, nope, seriously, don't do this until all these other devices. You got to update Glass Shark. Mm-hmm. You got to update Bean Boy. Glass you got to update all, all my devices.
Is that your device name?
Oh, my devices.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a system? Yeah. So I started naming my devices recently because I have too many of them and I can't keep them straight. On iCloud, I have, you know, I went on and I was like, oh, my God, I have so many, like, old phones and things, like, you know, in there. So I'm trying to come up with some sort of system to name all of my things.
There's a name for that where you try to come up for, like, for example, in the 90s, I started naming every single Apple device after a Simpsons character. And it would reflect something about, well, no, I'm sure I'm the first person to ever do that. But, like, eventually, like, my tiny, tiny iPod Nano was Maggie, right? Yeah. So like, but I tried to have, and there was Otto. There was lots, you know. But there's a name for that I'll look up later, where you name an array of things.
On your podcasting microphone, is there a little picture of the iPod Nano, and it's like, do it for her.
Oh.
Sucks on my phone. Oh.
Nano needs braces.
Oh. Dental plan. Hello, Joe. Poor Bart with the clown bed. I'm trying to find my array. So you're looking for an array. I was going to show you mine, and it's funnier if I show it to you than explain the joke.
I just named everything names off of my cat names doc, but now I can't remember.
No,
but
bad
now
idea.
I like can't remember which one is which.
Exactly.
I do like. I called my phone Meatball, and I do, and I like that. Aww. That's my favorite of the three. I called my iPhone Meatball.
Meatball is so cute.
And now when I'm in my car, it's like streaming off of Meatball.
I sent you, this is from, not too long, it's from April. That was my device list as of
all
April.
Right. Well, we're on the beta, so it's not through yet. To answer your question, yeah, do not update reminders if you actually use it with your family.
Okay, cool. Yep.
Notes is
fine.
Oh, why am I not, but really, why are we not getting this? Oh,
I can put it into the stupid Skype. But
oh, no. The stupid Skype's in another room. Quinn is in charge of the Skype.
Quinn's scooping
all the Skypes.
You didn't get it, huh? That's weird.
No.
Oh, you know what it is? It's probably me because for some reason on my production machine, sending photos takes forever or never. I don't know why, but sometimes it just don't want to do.
Has anyone ever commented that iMessage is a little janky
every single day ever?
It can be, and yes, they I think they feel like they
has
have.
has that been observed.
I feel like yes. It's been observed.
I've noticed a lot of slow photo sending on iMessage lately where it just sort of hangs indefinitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait, hang on. So, exactly what I just said, like on a Mac or on iOS as well?
From my phone on iMessage.
Oh wow. Okay.
So yesterday, for example, I was trying to message my magician friend's iMessage group a picture of some cards that I was working on, and I took a couple of pictures and a video, and I sent it to the boys in the chat, and
to the magic
and
boys.
It just to the magic that's the name of the chat, the magic boys, and then it has a little emoji of a top hat.
Oh, we demand respect.
Yeah, and we demand to be taken seriously.
That's it. We demand to be taken seriously.
And so I was sending my pictures. So I sent two photos of some cards and a little video, and I sent, and it had that little bar, you know, where it's like sending.
I'm looking at it right
and
now.
And it was just fucking hanging there. And I walked away, and I came back after like 6 or 7 minutes, and it was still just like sending. So then I was like, damn, this is weird. And then I just did it again, right? So I like put the same pictures and video in the message and just hit send again. And then all of a sudden, it just sort of diarrheaed out all six very quickly.
I know why.
So it got caught in the lint trap and then I had to shake them all loose, but then it sent two of everything.
Why'd that happen?
It happened because Max, I assume, has his video stuff on, like to record in, what's the default right now? I think the default is 4K.
1080.
No, I think it's 4K.
Oh. Yeah, mine's 4K. Yeah.
And so as he's sending the video, it's compressing like in real time and it's going slow.
Oh.
I happen to know that the video was exactly only 7 seconds long.
Well, it still needs to compress it. Like it's still, it doesn't matter how.
I get it for just photos.
Yeah, there were two pictures and it wouldn't send the pictures either.
The photo I just sent you from my phone has already arrived.
Yes.
Riddle me that, Alex.
Yes. Okay.
If you're
we
so
can
smart.
Talk about compression. Like, okay, think about.
If you're so smart about video codecs, riddle me that. Why didn't it work with the pictures?
What do you mean, why did it work with the pictures?
Why didn't the pictures go?
Because it doesn't go, you sent it all at once.
One of my grandkids respond to me on Facebook.
I don't.
That's my devices. Do you see a pattern?
Okay, there we are. Oh.
Maybe I should name all of my devices some sort of meat. You know, so starting.
Glass-shock. You don't care. You
so
love
the
that
phone
fact,
is
kid.
Meatball.
Mm-hmm.
And then the iPad, what would be like, so then I have iPad would be some sort of meat and the laptop.
You can name them all after different meat items.
So the laptop would be like the Zeppelin, Merlin, with the, remember we went to the steakhouse and we got the Zeppelin of meat came to our table?
Yeah. You could call it rib roast.
Yes. Okay. Okay, rib now roast. We're fucking cooking with fire. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What's the flattest of
So what
meats?
Was that? That what did we have? We had a rib roast and it came in the Zeppelin? A Zeppelin of rib roast.
I made the perfect rib roast the other night. Finally, I've finally mastered it, I think.
What was
like
the sous vide?
Perfect doneness.
Mm.
Sous vide. I went up to 133 because it's been a little bit loose if I do it below 130. I did it 133 for like 8 hours and it was amazing. It was like perfect, like edge to edge. For the first time, perfect edge to edge medium rare. And then reheating, shit, dog. It's all about the reheating. You reheat it to 1 degree below whatever you cooked at, and it's amazing.
Did you guys see the news about cold pasta?
No.
It was really interesting. I think we need to get Syracuse on this. But
Syracuse.
So someone measured in a lab. They were doing a testing people's like, now I don't know what I'm talking about. Is it maybe it's their glycemic index? Is that your blood sugar after you eat something?
I don't know if that's exactly, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's the thing you want to find low glycemic foods because it's the kind of sugar that gets into your system more slowly. High glycemic is how you spike and get all diabetes-ish.
Correct. So if you eat a piece of, if you eat like
diabetes-ish,
if you eat like Alex and you just have a piece of white bread for lunch,
don't have carbs.
It's basically converted. It's like simple sugar, right?
Yes. Right. Sure. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So I like to sit in a tub of apple butter eating a loaf of bread.
So they found that if you eat a bunch of pasta, if you take it right out of the pot and you eat it, right, and it's mm-hmm. hot pasta that was just cooked, mm-hmm. you get it makes your blood sugar go way up because it turns into sugar right away, right?
Right.
Hmm. But if you let the pasta sit and get cold and like refrigerated overnight and then you eat the pasta, it does not make your blood sugar go way up in the same way. It's more like a complex carbohydrate.
That sounds like an MSG kind of thing. That's crazy.
And check this out. Then someone was like, well, is it the temperature? What is it? So they were like, let's reheat it. And you would expect that if you reheat it, it would make your blood sugar go crazy again, right? It would turn back into a simple.
Right.
But no, if you reheat it, it's even better. It makes your blood sugar go up even less. Isn't that weird?
That's...
seeing an article on the BBC from 2014, is reheated pasta less fattening?
This sounds like an O Magazine type of situation.
I woke up this morning and re-listened to the This American Life episode about MSG, and it's still very, very good.
I have never heard that.
No, it's great.
MSG.
It's really good because it's got a double turns out.
Oh, love those.
That guy was crazy.
Because, people have been saying for years, oh, my God, that guy was so – I'm so glad he's not my crazy uncle, Dr. Steele, which is a hot name. But, whatever actually happened in the late 60s involving that letter to the New England Journal of Medicine, or as he put it, that medicine journal, in New England, because he's 90.
Here.
But,
so I saw this article about the pasta. Sorry, Merlin, you were in the middle of a story.
No, all I was going to say was MSG isn't bad. You're all lying and faking.
What was the doctor's name he came up with?
He was claiming that it was a joke on like total crock of shit.
Right.
It was like ho. He came up with a ping pong name.
Yeah, it was very ping pong. So I found this on Reddit, which is where I get all of my medical and science news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're health and food safety.
And yeah, and I saw it on Reddit, and it says cooling pasta for 24 hours reduces calories and insulin response while also turning into a prebiotic. And these positive effects only intensify if you reheat it. And
does it help if you have it with Soylent?
I think so.
Hmm.
And
what's wrong with
and then I went into the comments, and it seems to be people seem to be corroborating it.
Well, if it's on Reddit, then
I mean that's science. That's peer reviewed.
So has anybody tried to do this like a I would love it if someone did like a supersize me of carbs, like which like a documentary, like, okay, I'm only going to eat this specific carb for 1 month. Let's see how fat I get. And then but a doctor has to monitor you because after a month of eating just carbs, your body is probably going to acclimate to it. Right. So let's say you have 1 month of hot pasta every single day. And then the second month you have pasta, but it is cold, and then the second month.
No, I'm with you. And then, like the third month, you have pasta that has cooled and then been reheated.
Yeah, so you're either just gonna get fatter or fatter, but you're gonna get fatter more.
What if you fold it into itself 1,000 times, like Valyrian
steel,
like a Hanzo sword?
Yeah.
Eat it on dragon glass.
I think we need to get Syracuse on this.
Syracuse. That's really pretty much all I had. The other thing is I'm going to figure out how to file a radar.
So I'm eating. So I think if we could call this the Syracuse method, I think what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to have the cold pasta with a pre-diced garlic that you get at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. And then get some of that shaker cheese. You can always if you don't have ricotta cheese, just use yogurt. That's what I do.
Merlin, I'll go. I'll back you up here. The shaker cheese is good. I'm under no illusions that it's Parmesan cheese. It's like it's almost its own thing.
I like a Pecorino Romano. Pecorino Romano.
But the shaker cheese is almost shaker its cheese. Own genre of cheese.
They also make those cool chairs.
It's like,
oh, it's like Velveeta. Like it's just a different.
It's its own thing. It's like I would say it's like Chipotle. Like I'm under no illusions. Like I do not think that Chipotle is authentic Mexican food. But I like Chipotle. It's its own. It's its own thing. I enjoy it for what it is.
It's been reheated on premises.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal if you think about it.
I think when I was on Food Safety, I was recently on the podcast that we all know and love, Food Safety Talk.
That
and
was
I,
so
and I
good.
Think both of the, I think that
Professor
both,
Chapman,
I think Professor Chapman and Dr. Don both said that they wouldn't eat a Chipotle.
Wow!
I love what Professor Chapman said about salad. Blew my mind. Mm-hmm. I'd never thought about it. You talk about a fucking turns out. I don't know if you heard this, Alex, but Professor Chapman said something so smart. And did we already talk about this?
No, I have not heard this episode yet.
Max was asking one of his typically very, very strange, obsessive questions. And long story short, what Professor Chapman said was there are certain places like where he's gone in and looked at the, he'll look at the code or the score that a place got, you know, from the health department. And obviously, if it's terrible, he won't go. But basically what he's saying is like, let's put it this way. These are my words, not his. If you go to the county fair or whatever, and you have your choice between like a corn dog onion ring on a stick that's recently been fried versus it's a July day. You have that versus a salad.
Get Survivor salad bar.
Oh.
All the fixins.
All the fixins.
We've got mayo. We've got Cool Whip. We've got egg yolks.
Unsalted butter. We've got diabetic salt.
Oh.
All the fixins. Bullets.
Yeah.
It's like there's so much shit that can go bad in a salad. Go wrong. Go break bad. Salad breaking bad.
I recently got a big tub of spinach from the grocery store, and I've been working my way through it. And
saute it down to a tablespoon.
I've been making a healthy spinach salad for myself. But I recently went and made a salad, and I was just trying to get some food into my body, and I was quick, and I just straight up forgot to wash it. I just took a big.
Oh no!
I took a big. Big wad of spinach out of the thing, and I put it in the bowl, and I tossed it with some dressing, and I just chowed down on it. And about an hour later, I was sitting there like playing computer games or something, and I was thinking about, I don't know why it popped into my head, but I was like, oh my God, I didn't wash that spinach. I was like, I might die now.
It's like realizing you forgot to wipe or something.
I might, yeah, that might be it. Like, this might be the end of my life. Nah, I was fine.
But where you're like, oh, did I black out? How do I not remember that?
Yeah. I mean, it's like driving drunk. I mean, it's like, you know, yeah. You're not supposed
you literally can't remember it, so it's not a crime.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's like, I don't know. It's
if you black out, it's not your fault.
It's like you're not supposed to do it, but lots of people do it and they're okay.
Yeah, but if you can't remember it, you didn't actually do it.
But you're not, you're not supposed
to. If a frog had wings, you know?
You're not supposed to not wash your spinach, but lots of people do it and they survive.
Yeah.
How bad could it be? I feel like maybe it's.
How bad could it be? My wife washes everything. Woo! Even if we get a thing that's pre-washed, she doesn't trust it. She puts it in that thing and goes, zh, 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 zh. She does it the spinner. She washes it real, real good.
I get a little. So now the greens I get they're called triple washed. And it says, we washed it. It says triple washed. We washed it so you don't have to. You're saying, am I being cucked to believe it? Am I getting cucked by Whole Foods?
If it's just for me, like I'm not even, like I know I will get in trouble if I didn't wash that, if it's something I'm giving my daughter. But like, if it's just me, and it says washed, and the thing is, if you get one of those fucking.
But what if it says triple washed? Triple washed.
Well, I mean, what is washing? I mean, I don't know if that'll hold up in court. If I understand correctly, this is washed three times. Could you walk me through your process of the ways that you wash the salad parts? Does that go through a tumble dry?
Uh-oh.
And then the truck driver just pees on all the boxes.
You're saying, but it says on there, it says, we washed it.
It says triple washed.
Triple washed.
Now, what they're going to say is, I don't remember putting that on there, so it's not a crime. It's like drunk driving. Or shoplifting.
All right, so I'm going to call my...
It's a victimless
crime.
I'm going to call my iPhone Meatball.
Mm-hmm. If you go to Home Depot and you steal some things.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm.
Your plants.
It's not, yes. I don't think it's, if you go into the, if you need one nut and you just slip it in your pocket and you leave, I don't think that's stealing.
Right.
It's just one grape. Problem
for that bespoke hipster store called One Nut.
No, it's just
a $76 wooden bolt.
I stand by this. I can't. It's not really a logical.
If all you need is like an eyeglasses screw, they don't even want to run your credit card for that shit, right?
I'm not making like a logical.
You're literally saving them money on processing fees.
I'm not making like a logical point here, but it's more of a just I know it when I see it. You know, it's like pornography. Uh-huh. Like I know it when I see it, and I know that taking.
This is why you shouldn't pay for pornography.
I uh-huh. know that taking one nut from Home Depot is not stealing. Does anyone agree with me here?
No.
It's not, Quinn.
Well, especially if you do it often, if you're a regular customer.
Quinn's just giving me a face. Okay, well, listen, I know that I'm right. I know that it's not stealing to take one nut from Home Depot.
Okay, here's the thing. I think it's stealing, but I do not think it's wrong. How about that?
Mm, uh-huh. That's Talmudic. Yep. I am uh-huh. into this.
Yeah, so it's
not even uh-huh. stealing, though.
It's not
technically stealing.
I don't think it is.
if they don't see it or know.
Okay. Uh-huh. Just
like
driving
drunk.
It's like drunk driving.
I mean, less than 1 cent.
It's so much less.
Because you're getting
a
bag of 500 nuts for a dollar.
If you buy a Hue bulb once a year, uh-huh. it more than makes up for all the screws. You know what I mean?
But they want to sell me a burlap sack full of nuts for $1, okay?
A nut sack.
They
sell you a nut sack.
They want to give me a whole sack of nuts for $1.
You can't even lift it up onto the conveyor.
The cost, your cost per nut is less than a penny. And I think if it's
your nut unit?
Yeah. And if it's that little, I just don't think it's theft.
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh. It's like having one olive from the salad bar at the grocery store.
Right.
If I rang that olive up, if I was like, one olive, please, guess what the scale would say? $0.00. It wouldn't register any weight.
You know, when we're waiting in line somewhere for like we have a regular, my daughter and I have a regular ice cream date on Fridays, and we get the same thing every time, and it's Friday ice cream, and it's a special thing we do. And the kids, the teens in front of us at the gelato place really exhaust the resources of this place on samples from Tiny Spoons. And I really do wish there were a way I could say, I'm a cash paying money guy and I over tip. Could I just sweep the teens aside? Do you know what kind of money that place is? There should be a place where you just go get your free ice cream, not act like it's a sample. There should just be a place where you can steal ice cream. So people like me, you follow my logic? Mm-hmm. They should have a special door out of which Max can walk with his single nut or screw.
Yes.
Don't tie up the lines for the people who want to spend money on a nut sack.
But okay, it's like when you're at the grocery
store.
It's like when you're at the grocery store and you open up the ice cream and you have one lick off the top of the pint of ice cream.
They can't even tell. Huh. You put the plastic back on top.
Uh huh.
I opened a hydrogen peroxide today and it didn't have a seal. So I'm not sure if I should keep it.
I don't know how to fix that problem.
So, all right, so I've got my iPhone as Meatball, and mm-hmm. my MacBook Pro is Rib Roast, and now I've got the Apple Watch, which is smaller than a Meatball, mm-hmm. and the iPad, which is bigger than the Meatball but smaller than the Rib
Roast. What are those tiny things, Roulette? Like, what are those tiny, or like, those little...
Nugget.
Nugget would be so cute. Nugget.
Nugget.
Mm.
Okay, so we got Nugget, Meatball, Rib Roast, and what's my iPad going to be?
What's the flattest of the meats?
Oh,
veal? That's the youngest of it.
We've got, you could have like a tomahawk steak.
That's problematic.
Do you still want it to be cute like a cat?
Yeah, I think a cat name.
I was going to say Flatiron, but... let's see.
You can name a cat Flatiron, but it would have to be one of those, like, it'd have to have, like, a fucked up face. Like, one of those, uh-huh. like, rescue cats.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah, the broken, punched ones.
Yeah, and you call him Flatiron. Yeah. He's a mean old boy.
He's been through a lot.
Flinty Flatiron, we called him.
Yeah. You get near him and he hisses at you. But it's bigger than a meatball, but smaller than a rib roast.
Is there a technical term for, like, a slice of ham? Like, what is a slice name of something?
Oh filet?
What's a restaurant, a thin slice, a prosciutto? Maybe that's what I'll call it, prosciutto. Nugget, meatball, prosciutto, and rib roast.
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
Oh, Parma. Parma would be cute. That fancy Spanish ham.
Maybe I'll call it Prosciutto de Parma.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that this morning. How many names of things? I don't know what causes that bit to flip in my head when I hear that particular rhythm in a word. But like, I don't know why. It's just hilarious to me when I hear that rhythm.
Yeah, we've got a running the cards the writers. We have a running joke that we just call what is it? It's Bupo de
Bupo. I can never remember.
What is it? I have no
Buca de Beppo or Beppo de Buca?
I can never remember.
Bupo de
Becco. We always call it Bupo de Butthole.
That's good.
Yeah, Bupo de Butthole. Say that the next time you go by. You say, you guys want to go to Bupo de Butthole?
Butthole de Buca.
That's
stupid. Yeah. Hi, Quinn.
Okay. Quinn's here.
Yeah,
I know.
I thought Quinn wasn't available to direct our episode of Due by Friday.
No, Quinn is not available. Quinn has work today. I don't. Cameron is unavailable today.
Okay.
Quinn is.
She said Quinn's not available.
Don't step behind the curtain. This is very. Okay. This was a very last minute situation. Although Quinn had the same situation this morning that I did. Max, did you know that today is a work holiday?
For cards?
Yeah.
Yes?
I didn't. I thought the rapture had happened. Came in this morning. I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh. I'm not ready for this.
And then I just kind of sat around for a while.
Oh, it's so funny to fuck with you like that. Just come in, just all pants and skirts on the ground and like collars from cats. And you're like, oh, shit. It happened. It happened. They got raptured. I'm left behind.
It was posted in Slack in the company channel. Nick was like, don't come in.
It was tomorrow, don't come in. And what it is
and
is the company holiday calendar event is for 2 all-day days. See, I'm on the beta, and this is not a bit. Fantastical isn't working on was 13,
oh,
so
no.
I just came.
Why is
it was quiet?
Where
it was
the
nice.
Fuck is? How do you change the name of your computer? It's under sharing, right?
No, it should be under user profile.
No, it's under. I believe computer name is a setting under sharing.
What's a sharing?
You click
setting?
On sharing, and then you
yeah. Well, that used to be. Yeah, that used to be one way. Yeah.
That's
well,
how it used
I
to
can
be.
Change my username on the computer, but that's not what I'm trying to do.
Oh. So do you want
to
just
dude. To go to the top level and just hit enter. Like arrow up until you're all the way, in my case, Macintosh HD because I'm old school.
So you want to change the name of, there you go.
Don't do it while recording, though.
Rib roast. No, it's
rib roast.
I got it.
He's not controlling the, Quinn's got all the.
Rib roast.
Yeah.
Rib roast.
Rib roast.
All right.
Thanks.
Game controller. I don't actually care. We can talk about other things. You guys want to start the show?
I think so.
Yeah.
Boy, you've been sighing a lot lately, Max. Are you in a sighing state of mind these days?
I'm tired today. I did a lot of magic last night. Did you watch some? I watched Stranger Things. You watched a little Stranger Things?
I watched the whole thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm done with it yet.
Well, I got to the last, 15 minutes. I got to the, what I think is probably the big ending, and I was like, shit, I should just go to bed. I just painted miniatures and watched Netflix all day.
I did not care for Stranger Things Season 2. I felt that they were doing thing I've complained about on Dubai Friday before, which is what I would call checkmark filmmaking, where they're sort of before they write the season, they're like, okay, they put a bunch of check boxes down and they're like, okay, we got to write it so that it checks all these boxes. And yeah. I don't think that's, I really resent
that's
watching
season two, just to be clear.
Season two, I really resent watching media like that. And I did not think season two of Stranger Things was very good. And then season three, I was really into it. I thought it was great. And I thought they were able to.
I thought the pacing was relentless. It was so fun.
Yeah. I thought they really got out. I thought they were very creatively liberated from the burden of recreating season one. And it was much more fun to watch.
And just the ways that, I don't know, the characters all got to get so interesting. And for the most part, got to be very interesting and do their own thing and group up. But, you know, one thing that sucks sometimes in a popular Space Wars franchise is you're why'd the team break up and go to different places? That usually sucks. You can pull it off, but, you make the team go to different places for the whole movie, and it sucks. But in this case, it was groups of people that were doing different things. And then in the end, a symphony, it kind of all comes together. I don't want to spoil it, but I thoroughly enjoyed this season. I like those kids. Oh, just the relationship between
Nope.
Max, how much do you love Erica?
Who's Erica?
You can't spell America without Erica.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Okay. Is she new this season?
I think so. That's Lucas's sister. Yeah.
And I said, Merlin, I really liked you as the mayor this season. I thought you had a great performance.
Can you believe how much shit he puts up with and the stuff that he's in? He's in Saw. Every time I've seen Saw, I forget that he's in Saw.
Oh, was the finger chopper bit a little riff on Saw? Was that like a sort of a fourth wall?
Oh, my God, the riffs and riffs. You know, Alex, see this so we can talk about it. There's so many references in this. They have gone completely over the top with the references, and I'm not going to say it.
What?
Go watch TV. Take the day off.
Wait, was that a reference?
I did. I watched Survivor China.
Am I being
stupid?
Is this just occurring to me, but it's really obvious?
I don't know if that was. I think the relentless Russian pursuer is very clearly a reference to a popular franchise that started in 1984. I think the confront.
Terminator?
Yes.
Terminator?
Yes. He looks like him. Oh, my God. Okay. Watch TV. So have you tried a game controller with iOS 13 yet?
I have not, no.
Okay. I don't play that many games on iPad, but I think it would be fun for my kid. It'd be neat if she can do that for Minecraft.
I'm excited. I don't know. I think we talked about this a while ago. I feel like game developers are kind of split 50-50 on the whole Apple Arcade thing. Mm-hmm. And
Who's it going to most benefit in terms of developers? Big developer or like medium developers? Like, do you know?
I think medium, like the Monument Valleys of the world, like those tiny design studios.
What about Zach? You think it's good for Zach?
I don't know. I actually have not talked to him about this. I don't know.
That'd be interesting to see.
Max, we are throwing to you to get. Never mind. He's not on his phone.
I'm changing the name of my phone.
Oh, good.
Oh, I apologize.
Sorry to distract you.
Is Apple Arcade good for friends that gauge?
Oh, yeah. I can't say if it was Zach or not Zach, but I talked to a developer who we know who is launching some title Apple Arcade.
Okay.
And I said, hey, is this a good deal? I mean, because how does it work exactly? And so essentially, the basics of it are the more people that play your game, I think the more piece of the pie you get. But also, they'll give you a bunch of money to make a really cool iOS game. And I will say, funding iOS games is a real challenge. Like, if you want to make an ambitious iOS game, like, it's very hard to get money up front, and you just don't know what's going to be. It's a very crowded platform, so it's very hard to tell if your thing is going to be a hit or not.
If you don't make it really fast, it's going to be really tough. If you don't have a huge first day, isn't that, like, you're kind of doomed a little bit? Unlike Kickstarter, as we learned from you. But isn't that part of the problem, if you don't have a big first week?
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, it's probably the fall off is pretty steep because I think it tends to be pretty fatty. You know, like people get into something and then they forget about it. But no, I think developers seem to be fairly I thought for sure someone was getting ripped off or something and there was some sort of raw deal that was happening. Huh. But no, from everything I can tell, people seem to be pretty happy about this.
That's what it seemed like at WWDC. But I feel like ever since the – Merlin, do you know about the ridiculous phishing cloning incident?
Is this the one with this $10 a week app?
No, no. Oh. There's this amazing game called Ridiculous Fishing. Max, tweet length the story for me.
Hang on, I'm going to sneeze. I was hoping you would tell it.
Oh, okay. Him.
Oh, okay, so. Oh.
That sounded really moist.
That was a moist one.
That was a big dad sneeze.
Yeah. You know what sucks is then after you do that and then you don't find, you know there's a booger, but you don't find it for a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, oh, it's on my collar. Awesome.
Dangling off the bottom of my chin.
Oh, look at that guy. Look at that little fella.
At some point, I think there's something hormonal that changes when you become a father where you scream every time you sneeze.
somebody sit on a duck. I enjoy being a dad. Pull my finger. Why?
So what were we talking about? Oh, right. So Rami and Zach and Greg and
actually Max is worse than
JW
it.
JW made this
game
called Ridiculous Fishing. So it started with Vlambeer made this like flash game Ridiculous Fishing,
which is a game studio that's great.
People know who Vlambeer is.
Yeah.
And it was like a browser game, and the premise is like you fish. It's a fishing game. Like your hook goes down into the ocean, and you catch a bunch of fish, and then you pull them up. But then the twist is you throw them way up into the air, and they fly way up into the air, and you have a machine gun, and you shoot the fish, and you get money for all the ones you shoot. So it's just sort of a dumb, like, funny premise. And then they got a bunch of friends together, including our friend Zach and Greg and JW, and who are all, like, indie developers, and they made this sort of, like, super band of indie developers, and they adapted Ridiculous Fishing for iOS. It's out now. It's tons of fun. I mean, it's one of the classic iOS games. Like, the art style's unbelievable. It's
any top 10 list. Yeah, you'll see it.
Can't recommend it more highly if you haven't played it. But basically, as soon as they started showing it at game shows, you know, bring it to GDC and stuff, some guy saw it and was like, "Oh, I could make that game," and just made it and put it on, called Ninja Fishing, and just put it on the App Store and beat them to market. And his game was such a turd. Like, it sucked. Like, the controls felt bad. The art was bad. Like, it was just, like, the shittiest, worst clone. But, you know, he did the thing where you fish the fish and you pull them out of the ocean, you fling them up in the air, and you have guns and you shoot them. And on paper, it sounds similar, but, you know, when games, execution is everything, right? Like, it wasn't balanced. It wasn't, like, didn't have a good progression. Like, it was not fun to play. It didn't feel good. So, but by the time Ridiculous Fishing came out, like, a lot of the air got sucked out of the room by this first one, and it was hard for them to build up a lot of excitement about it. So, cloning is a disaster. And
I see. Like, it was sort of like with that one numbers game that was really popular.
Also one of Greg's games. Greg also did the art for Threes.
Was it 1024? What was it called?
No,
2048.
2048. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So they made Threes, and then what's that?
Right. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Oh, yes. I love Threes.
Asher and Greg made Threes. I was an early beta tester of Threes before it was Threes, when it had a whole different mechanics. And I was playing it the whole way and watching the development. I mean, this thing had such an interesting, like, tortured development. I mean, so it was them cracking that game format was fascinating to watch. They've since published all the, like, emails of their process, and it's pretty wild to read through.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, and their decision-making about all the different little tiny pieces. The faces and everything.
Because, like, it was crazy. Like, they didn't know what that game was until they knew what it was. And then all of a sudden it was Threes. And you're like, oh, well, obviously Threes. Like, this was inevitable. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't inevitable. They had to make it that way. So, anyhow, they did that. And then as soon as that came out, some shitty catch app company that just does ripoffs made this thing called 2048, and it was like the jankiest, worst ripoff of Threes. You can beat 2048 by just swiping up and to the left continuously, and then great, you beat it. Congratulations. Close your eyes. You can beat it.
that's exactly my kid's strategy for Threes. Just do that as fast as possible until the game ends.
You can do that for Threes, but not for very long.
Not for very long. No.
Yeah, you can get through a few rounds like that, but anyhow, yeah, it was a bummer, and 2048 was free, so it sort of drank their milkshake, you know?
At WWDC, there were people, I don't want to say there were people with Apple who worked there and who had been brought into the Apple Arcade thing, but they actively were like, no, we are going to work for we had gone to work for big studios because, you know, we've worked on this iOS game forever, but we don't want to release it. And, like, we don't want to we can't play test it at game shows because people will clone it. So we don't know if it's good or not.
Oh,
but then we also, you know, we don't have any money. So Apple's basically throwing money at things like the same way they are at TV shows to just see what sticks.
Oh, right. I forgot about that part. They're investing some in these?
Yeah, they're just paying developers to make games. And then it ends up being like a Spotify type thing where you, or like a YouTube Red where you get more revenue if people play your game more. I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah. It's Netflix for games. And, like, Netflix has, for all of the bad disruption that Netflix is doing, there's good things too, because I know lots of people, I think we all know lots of people who got some sort of Netflix original, and it's like, well, who else would have taken a gamble on this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good side of what Apple's doing with this games thing is, like, you know, Apple's going to take a bet on all these cool game developers and be like, let's see what happens if we give you like a millions of dollars of budget and you make this like awesome game. But then, you know, it's only available for people who are subscribers. Did you guys subscribe to Apple News?
I did the trial and then quickly canceled it.
Okay.
Yep.
Why?
I hate it. I did the same thing. So much. I canceled it immediately. I hate Apple News. I hate that. I hate the people I love, like Max and John Dickerson, post links to things that tries to open up Apple News, which I've deleted from my devices. I hate Apple News so much.
Listen, it's
like having to walk into a closet to watch TV.
I have a hard I have a hard time.
But then you're not allowed the cord. There's an outlet in there. You can only watch TV in there, and then you're not allowed to talk about it after you leave. Because somebody else has to go to a different closet.
How do you know the news?
I use Google News.
What?
Do you?
I use Google News. I use Nuzzle. I use Twitter.
Is Google News customizable?
Not really.
Okay. That's my problem. Apple News is lightly customizable.
But your trends are on point.
Aren't they fucking crazy?
They're so stupid. What did you send the other day? It was so bad. It's not that much better than Twitter, whatever Twitter Moments is called this week. Is your favorite restaurant open on Independence Day? Asks Newsweek. Mm. That was yours. This mouth-watering Texas restaurant has 9 different kinds of mac and cheese.
Okay.
That's yours. That's from Max's Apple News.
And the most important insulting thing is it goes like, based on your trends, here's a story you would like. And it's like, God, you're just fucking insulting. You're spitting in my face.
Twitter Moments is... I've said this every week for how long. It's just about killing me. I mean, number two, the fucking black lady reaction gifs. Where are we going with this? How much longer are we going to continue to make and vend black lady reaction gifs? And you know what I'm talking about, right? This whole genre of like black lady having a snap and reaction to something. I don't think it's all black ladies who are posting those. And I think it's kind of weird.
Oh, no. It is all white suburban moms or just people.
It's gross. Really weird. But I'm so fucking confused when I'll just see a first name of somebody. And I'm like, what the fuck? It'll say like, you know, shampoo. And I'll be like, what's shampoo? And I'll click on it. And it'll be like, oh, come here to see why shampoo was trending. I thought shampoo was dead. I'm like, what the fuck is shampoo? I keep going, and I guess it's the name of a YouTuber who cheated on his girlfriend. I don't fucking know. You got to scroll and scroll and scroll through the black lady reaction just to find out who shampoo is. What the fuck?
Well, there's this thing now of trending spam. So there was this thing.
Like the Harry Styles thing.
Yep. And Not My Ariel was a thing. Because,
but that was also like made up, right?
Yeah, well, they were just trying to dunk on people who didn't want Black Ariel.
How fucking stupid do you have to be? To be honest, I think there's bad people on both sides. I actually think both sides are really annoying. I mean, obviously, the people who are like Not My Ariel are actually demons. Like, I mean, these people are too stupid to be alive. Like, if you're mad, it's insane. You're mad about the casting of a children's movie. I mean,
but they're not. It's meta mad. It's meta mad. Backlash mad. I think.
I know. But then there's also the people who are like they fucking suit up and there's that they have a little montage of them like closing the visor on their helmet and they're like, I will defend your honor, Ariel.
Exactly.
And they're like, I'm gonna fucking ride into battle.
I don't understand mermaid science.
And it's like, stop. It's a children's cartoon. This is not the battlefield. Like, what do you imagine it does for you if you beat all these people in an argument about the race of a mermaid?
Yeah, like 8 hours. 8 hours from now, what will be better?
And I saw someone posting this morning, and they were like, I swear to God, if they make the prince in the new Little Mermaid white, and so the princess falls in love with a white prince and like leaves the ocean for a white prince.
I didn't think about that.
They were like, I swear to God, if they do that, I will burn the theater down. I will burn it down. And I was like,
if they don't get a gender fluid Instagram makeup influencer, I'm going to be so fucking mad.
And I was like, yeah, sure. I was like, okay, I have my own.
Not my makeup influencer.
And I was like, I think it's possible that if you're getting preemptively mad about how they might cast the prince of the live-action Little Mermaid, that you might burn the theater down. You're like already getting like blood pressure about it. Like, there might be some sort of like Buddhist, you know, you, maybe you need to like take up meditation or something. Like this is not a concern in your life, you know?
Well, a couple
go volunteer. Go volunteer at a soup kitchen. Like, God
like,
damn.
Even like just do sit-ups or Kegels. Like just don't post. Just Kegel. Oh, this is so funny. We got him this time, you guys. Here's some of the trending. Revolutionary War airports. Teleprompter. Dr. Stone National Bikini Day. Kevin Spacey dropped dead gorgeous.
Mm.
That's some of the trending things right now. On
Happy
my phone.
5th of July.
Oh, July 15th. So
here's a video of someone taking ice cream and putting it into their cart and not licking it.
Do you guys know that gamer bathwater girl?
Oh, no, I don't.
So there's this Instagram influencer, and she's selling. She's like a gamer. Here, I'm going to send you this video to watch.
Could you not?
Heads up, Quinn. This might all need to go. Oh. Just watch. So it's a tweet. Right. So it's basically this girl is having a moment because she's selling her bath water to like her Instagram followers.
Oh, hello.
And you can buy it. You can buy it for like $30. You can buy her bath water. But this tweet. I looked at the gamer bathwater girl's 4 million follower Instagram, and it's like I've been teleported 80 years into the future and no longer have the slightest grip on the culture.
I know. Just this alone is killing me.
Watch this with sound.
Wait.
It really comes alive. It really comes alive with sound.
Oh, no, no. This is terrible. Oh, no. Oh, no. You're scrolling.
Oh no! Oh no!
I know it's
4,527,000 views.
Oh my God!
I know I shouldn't get energy about this, but it's just so, it's not. I'm not mad about it. I have no objection.
What's the opposite of masturbation?
Good hustle if you're selling your bathwater.
Yeah, right?
But
good
like
for her.
I'm not triggered by this.
No.
But
oh,
I'm just, I'm just confused.
You love
like,
Alex.
Who is it?
Alex, you're not getting off easy on this one. You love this. Why? How?
Because if a young woman can make money,
do you
off
see
of
the one where she's eating?
Men,
do you see the one where she's eating a raw egg?
I'm
but
watching
sexy?
It. Yes. Okay. But that's someone... not sexy. That's horrifying.
She's
if she
okay.
Can get money.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you think this is discourse? Is this praxis?
No, Alex,
she's wearing lingerie and she's like wiggling and eating an egg.
Okay.
Like it's there's clearly.
Oh God! Oh, she's spitting the egg out.
But
there's
like I'm not being dense, but there's like obviously some sex,
I agree. I
some
agree.
Sex mm-hmm. part of
yes,
this, right?
I
Do you think
agree.
She's empowered, Alex? Is that...
Like some percentage of what? People watching yes. this, it's a sex
obviously
thing, right?
She has 4 million Instagram followers. Mm-hmm. But so what's wrong with her making money off of
nothing?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm asking Merlin. I'm asking Merlin.
Nothing's
the SJ Dub queer is logged on. Merlin, wouldn't you?
Where did I say my concern is about the money?
What's wrong with her making
what said makes you think I'm worried about her making money?
Neither
it has absolutely
upset.
Nothing to do with her making money.
Okay,
here's my take. I'm not upset about it. It doesn't bother me.
She shouldn't be making money. Oh!
I frankly respect her hustle.
I put my visor down.
I respect the hustle. Good for you. But that being said, I'm deeply confused about this.
I know. You said it exactly right. This does feel like something from the future I was never meant to understand.
I feel so old. I feel so old.
This is the only way we can produce and collect the seed.
It's just, it's like...
Check in your televisual screen visor. It's time for sexy egg cum dance.
I'm so confused by it. Let me ask you this. Is her shtick and the 4.5 million followers, is it ironic? Is she doing this? Is it a send-up of this culture?
Oh, no. This is 100% sincere.
It's sincere. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is this a parody of camgirling?
No.
And she's... And everyone's enjoying it ironically?
No.
This is her special thing.
I would say maybe a million people like us are enjoying this and being like, ah, this is so funny. I follow some Instagram models who are like fake AI, like not AI.
Lil Michaela?
Yeah, there's, yeah. And she's the best one. But then one day I realized like, oh, oh no, this is porn. Okay, all right. Which
I see why you guys like Instagram. I'm not sure why I deleted that. You know what? Can I make a suggestion? Can I suggest?
Do you
some
ever
media?
Get? I get a lot of requests, yes, on Instagram for people because I'm in private. And don't, if you're listening to this, do not follow
Will
me.
Will you ban them? Will you ban them?
I'm gonna think you're a bad person if you ask to follow me. If we don't know each other, don't ask to follow me.
All
please.
I did was knock on your door at 2 a.m.
I get a lot of requests to follow from these girls, and it's like, you know, it's like Vanessa 63 Chicago or whatever, and it's just, and her profile picture is just like some woman in a bikini with just breasts larger than her head, and I'm like,
good for her. Are you saying she shouldn't make money from that?
Oh my god!
I go, you know, I don't think I know this woman.
I don't think I've met any of her.
Yeah, I don't think we've met.
I was kind of bummed, though. There seemed to be a bunch of, you know, a big influx of porn spam bots trying to follow people, and I didn't get any.
Aww.
None. Not one.
Maybe
not
it's a,
one.
Maybe they're going, maybe they know.
They know that,
it's
that
men,
I'm woke
right?
enough that it's.
No, maybe they're going after men.
Oh, actually, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, okay. Abort. Did you see on 99 when they got Holt to go on Twitter? Did you ever see that?
Vaguely, yes.
Oh, God. It's so, his username is at 526-1796-D6E6420.
Oh, you... Did you know that by heart?
Yeah, I knew that by heart. There's no way to find things on the internet.
No, but I was going to say that's impressive.
I'm sorry about everything. I wanted to recommend...
I can't stop looking at this
you
girl.
You need to really stop
egg.
Looking at it. It all starts... I used to make the Eddie Vedder
like
voice, ironically,
like
and now I can't stop.
It's a Samizdat. I'm
right. The first time I ever went, yeah, it was like a joke, and I was making fun of Annie Vedder. And now it's 25 years later, and I still go, yeah.
Oh, there goes the yolk.
Do you see
the dribble? Yeah, the dribble is like, okay, I see where she's going with this.
Alex, I wanted to commend to you listen to a very interesting. Any interview with Lizzo is going to be interesting, but Terry Gross with Lizzo, I thought was very interesting. Did you hear it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a rebroadcast. I love it when someone owns Terry Gross. Not owns Terry Gross, but
well,
like...
I mean, Terry was trying, but she was... Oh, how does one say in this generation? Virtue signaling is such a strong word. But she thought she knew the file card to pull on Lizzo that was going to be like, oh, I'm a like fellow traveler on this. And Lizzo was like, no, I am cute. Like, like, I'm big, but I'm cute. Like, no, it's not a statement. I think I'm hot, and that's my body. Oh, yeah, but do you really feel like you're speaking for other women? And she's like, the visor comes down. And she's not being mean, but Terry doesn't let up. Terry thinks
exactly.
that she's going to 1978 her way through this, and like it doesn't
it
work.
It was the whole thing, and she's like, you know, some people might say that rap and flute just don't go together.
Like,
and she's like, yeah, that's racist.
How much rap have you listened to? And then she drops like names of four bands I've never heard of.
She's like, that's just racist.
I love her self-confidence,
she's chewing up the shell. She's chewing up the shell.
Oh, no. She feels no need to humble brag. She just states the fact. She's like, look, I'm a classically trained musician, and I'm really good. It isn't like, oh, I'm a girl, flutes are cute. She's just like, yeah, I'm a big girl, plays a flute. Fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, her songs are so good. She's so good. And they're different.
Yeah.
They're all different on that record.
Oh, they
it's
are.
Crazy. You probably haven't heard it, but that's a very good record.
I mean, you probably weren't around for the phone song, but I was there for the phone song. The phone song was my ringtone. I loved the phone song. Yeah. What the hell are these Louboutins for? I didn't know what Louboutins were.
Louboutins.
I didn't know what a Birkin bag was.
How's it going with your influencer, Max? How's she doing?
Yeah.
I'm Googling her now.
Oh, no. This is how it starts.
An Instagram model who has almost 4 million followers to her account began allowing her fans to purchase her bath water for $30 a bottle. With
you
them
think she
selling,
does it herself? Does she bottle
with
it
them
herself?
Selling out within 3 days.
She should go on Shark Tank. She needs a repacker, if you know what I mean.
A disclaimer for the product on the I don't want to say their name. The Instagrammer's online store stated... This water is not for drinking and should only be used for sentimental purposes.
Oh, no. No. Oh,
She
this
then
is
tweeted
jizz water.
She
gen- not
then
for anything
she
else.
Then tweeted, "So my bath water sold out. WTF? I will be making some more soon, but it's been honestly a weird couple of days taking so many baths. LMAO."
LMAO.
Oh God.
I don't think she yelled all of her AO. Sentimental purposes.
But others praised her ability to sell seemingly anything to her audience. Quote, "Honestly, we love a capitalist queen that manages to market and sell bathwater," one person wrote.
Why doesn't Alex want her to make money?
Oh, they ruined it. You ruined it.
This is actually pretty funny. This is not the first stunt the Instagram star has pulled. In June, this person told her followers that she would make an account on the popular adult website Pornhub when her photo received over 1 million likes. When the image attracted that number, she went ahead and created an account, but rather than show anything sexual, she posted a number of strange, non-explicit videos, such as PewDiePie goes all the way inside this person,
a
minute-long clip of her eating a picture of Swedish YouTube star PewDiePie.
Remember that.
This girl.
She's a
situationist. Awesome.
She's fucking shit up.
She's great. Yeah, the question
she's
wasn't
a philosopher.
Is she so ironic or not?
So it is. So it is. She is doing a kind of performance art.
Well, no, she knows her audience. She knows who she is playing to. The question wasn't like is she doing a commentary. The question was like her audience, and I think like 3 million of those people are absolutely 100% sincere, want to come in her bathwater. Mm. But there are also people like, say, Max, who suddenly gets like sunk into her Instagram poll and will be like, yeah, I'll put $5 towards her, whatever her porn channel will be. Uh-huh. And that's how she gets it.
Huh. We're going to sound so, Alex is going to sound, Alex always sounds smart. But we're gonna sound so fucking unwoke in like 6 months. We're gonna be like, I think wheels are a sin against God. Max and I are gonna sound so fucking stupid.
Now I'm reading the Know Your Meme about her.
We're watching it happen in real time. It's beautiful. Oh my.
All women's hair should be donated to single men in unmarked bags.
I'm amazed. This is unbelievable. I feel like I just turned over a rock and there's like millipedes under here.
I mean, she's just the next generation of stamp stomping girl. Like that's what it is. It's awesome.
So it's a sex thing, but it's kind of it's ironic.
When you reach a certain age, all sex things are ironic.
Max, you're literally doing it right now. You're engaging with her content, and eventually she's gonna like flip the tables and like run for office or something, and then it won't be funny anymore. But still,
oh, she could so be like the king of Italy or whatever they have there.
Oh, my laugh's worse than normal today.
Why don't they donate women to single men? This is why murders. So, Blue's Clues.
Challenge Blue's Clues, Merlin. What was your challenge for this?
Go ahead. Let's say it. Let's hear it.
Peanut butter. Peanut butter is so bad.
That's okay.
I couldn't. I didn't even. I was gonna say that I couldn't find it, but I didn't even look.
We already, I think, have something slightly prepared for this eventuality.
Great.
Which is,
You're gonna have to explain it.
I should tell you, we have a special guest to tell you about this episode of Blue's Clues, and that's gonna be Alex Cox.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna summarize it.
Oh my God, she has a Patreon, and then this YouTuber called Wine uploaded a video titled "I spent $2,500 on this person's Patreon."
Every phoneme out of your mouth is viral marketing for her.
Yeah, that's how this. That's how this works. This is how that. This is what we have to do in late stage capitalism.
I'm closing it.
People give $5 to listen to three people.
If I do it one more time, I'm gonna be angry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. This week's challenge comes from Merlin, and he requested that we watch season six, episode one of Blue's Clues.
Yes.
People might be familiar. What is this, Merlin?
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
When my kid was little, this show came out before my kid was born.
Wait, hold on. This the poop sign. What the fuck?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Oh, nope. Different.
Oh, Casey,
different
did Casey send it to you?
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Mark Bramhill, if you're listening to this, you sent me a very upsetting picture. It's a tree. I'll send it. It looks, it's a haunted tree that says, don't poop on me. And it's very upsetting. Okay. I'm sorry. Blue's Clues is a children's television program that started in 1995, I believe.
Oh.
And it involves a little puppy named Blue and all of her anthropomorphic friends.
Him.
What?
Him.
No.
Is.
No.
Well, all
no,
dogs,
no, no.
Number one, all dogs are boys.
Oh, that's true. But all also, dogs are boys and all cats are girls.
But it's also, it's Blue, so I just,
I feel like a girl named Blue. I don't think so.
Okay. Not fucking around here. They use so few pronouns on that show. Like, a couple of years ago, was this mass reckoning of, holy fuck, Blue is a girl, and then we all realized,
I think this is...
No. And her friend Magenta, like, Blue was a secret lesbian all along, and it was a very, it was a big deal.
There are lesbian
dogs.
Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Merlin. My daughter used to watch a show called Blue's Clues. I thought it was, as kids' shows go, I thought it was pretty good. The first host was a guy named Steve, who has a very interesting bio. I recommend checking out Steve and his music and his backstory. There's a good interview with him on, I believe, Sound of Young America, where he talks about his years on Blue's Clues. And he's a really cool guy. But anyway, the point is that, yeah, as Alex said, it's a show for very little kids. And it's in that, I would put it in that genre, that rat king of kids' shows that are about, like, interactivity. Usually like kind of pre-literal kids, where there's a lot of talking to the kid and the kid talks back. When I say it's like Dora the Explorer, it's so much better than Dora the Explorer. But it is about kids yelling back and pointing things out and finding things.
But there's a huge difference. So instead of like just silence, eventually an off-screen kid will be like, there it is. So there's not this
there's
like
not that weird,
cognitive
creepy,
dissonance.
Just her, her and Swiper and
blinking at
just
you.
Staring at the screen. Oh, my God. So anyway, I think it's a really good show and a really cute show. And so it had several seasons with Steve, and then Steve went to college and got replaced by Joe. And it was a really sweet, sad episode. What I'm trying to tell you is that I've watched a lot of really, really shitty kids TV, looking at you, Caillou. And this is a really good show. And I really enjoyed it. And then something weird happened. We watched, like, I don't know if we jumped around, but somehow, I guess it was in the TiVo days still. But we got up to the point of this episode that we watched for this challenge, which is, as you say, S6E1, Legend of the Blue Puppy.
Oh, my God.
And I'll throw to Alex here, but all I'm going to say is at the beginning of season six, I guess, they decided to change a few things.
Oh, my God.
And so,
oh my God.
And so this episode, the reason I brought it to you folks today is that I still think about, it's not that I think about this episode, but I think about how confused and upset this episode made me. And I wanted you guys to have that.
I feel like you made this challenge for me because
really?
I was right on the age where I watched the beginning of Blue's Clues, but eventually you're like, this is stupid. I know where the map is.
Right.
Yeah. Wrong show. But you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
But each show has a very like nice rhythmic pace. Like
it's got,
Dora,
it's got the repetition.
It's
fun. The characters are adorable. You got the little salt and pepper and the mailbox, and it really is. When I say it's cute, it's not in a cloying way. It's adorable, and the way that Blue talks is really really cute too.
Yeah, the whole premise is like all of this problem solving is done by Blue's Clues, which are these cute little paw prints, and you and Steve are like little detectives, and you figure out the best way to make chicken soup if you're sick, or like how to tie a shoe. It's adorable.
But it's like just part of it is just this basic like. What do you say? Like logic or like putting facts together or something. But like, yeah, you work together and it's got all the good stuff for like a pre-literate kid. So cute. So you did watch it when you were little?
But like, I don't know if I would have watched, because I was 5 when it came out, and I feel like that's when you're slowly aging out of it.
For sure.
But I had at the time I had 3 younger siblings who were super into it. So it's not like you said, it wasn't like I was had to watch Caillou.
It's not, but like for folks who haven't watched this, it's not like Barney. It's not like Teletubbies. I mean, Teletubbies is kind of cute, but it's not the kind of thing that makes you want to like tear your eyes out like Dora or Barney. It actually is kind of fun and sweet, and the music's nice and. Yeah, and it's a really cute show. And we should mention here that a lot of what's accomplished on the show, Steve or Joe, is live action. But most of what you see is cartoony and then done with what appears to be cutouts. So like Blue and Salt and Pepper and all those kind of look like little cutouts.
Imagine 2D. South Park, 2D. And honestly, that's what it is.
That's exactly it. The Salt and Pepper look like Terrence and Phillip,
And Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper. Sorry, the John Mulaney bit won't get out of my head. They have a child named Paprika.
They have little French accents, and it's very cute. The important thing to know here is that the show is good. It's very sweet.
It's adorable.
And it's done with 2D. I don't know if it's actual cutouts, but it's important to this episode to know that if you've ever seen Blue's Clues, you go and you Google Blue's Clues. You see the cute little blue dog with the blue ears.
And most importantly, almost everybody in this world can talk except Blue and her other, like, the puppy friends, like, they don't talk. Like, they're...
They'll repeat the cadence and, like, melody of what a person just said. Like... And it's super cute, yeah.
Like, Blue Skidoo we can do is like... And I love it so much. Oh, God,
and so the show seemed fine in that format, but I guess at some point they decided to make some... Would you want to tell Max about what happens in this episode, Alex?
All right. So the episode, first of all, the episode starts at night, which kind of... Mm-hmm. I don't really remember, like, exactly the format.
Is Blue's Clues different from episode to episode, or is it basically the same thing over and over?
Oh, God.
It's the same thing.
There is a rhythm... It's the same thing.
It's one of those formula kids shows that, like, kids love that kind of, like, regularity of knowing what comes next. And, like, even Dora, it's fun to yell, Swiper, no swiping. Like, when you see Swiper show up, everybody yells, Swiper, no swiping, and it's part of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, the same way I get excited when Justin goes, because I know what's coming, and I do it with him. And I'm, you know what I mean? It's anybody likes that regularity and fun, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, it's the same show, basically.
So it's the same show, but it starts... Every show, typically, you'd start and you'd just go into the house and they'd be but this episode starts at night and Blue and Joe and all of the characters you know and love are sitting and looking at the moon. And Joe's like, oh, I've never seen a moon that looks like that before. And all of your characters are looking at the moon and a fairy comes down from the moon. And I know we've talked about how this is a fantastical show. Never has there been a fucking fairy that comes down from the sky.
And it sounds like it's talking through a fan.
And she's like, hi, I am Luna. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Is it Muna?
Her name is not Luna. It's Muna. And both of Maddie and I at the same time are like, why isn't it Luna? It's like, hi, I'm Muna. And she's just very upsetting
to me.
It
sounds like a South Park character.
It does. And she has like the South Park voice. It was. Yes. If you're picturing the animation of South Park, and now imagine Mr. Hankey, but like... I don't know how to explain, like, the feeling that you... I'm trying to think of a show... It's like if Roderick suddenly went on Mabim Bam. Like, you know that it's... Like, they're part of the same universe. It's not that weird, but it's like, what's going to start... What is happening right now?
Right. Yes.
It's just... like a little uncanny.
So it's immediately... There's several things. Should I fast track this? Because I guess we're running a little bit long.
So the
show, it starts out immediately. The songs are different. Things are different. It's not the usual rhythm. It's weird, right? It's weird. Like, okay, something's different. Like, is this a special? Like, it's weird. Because, like, part of it is when the show comes on, like, and you see Blue pops up on the screen, and everything's always done in this same, like, comforting way. So that's not the case. It's nighttime. What's going on? There's a fairy. Okay, so I had to look through my fingers at the screen to watch a lot of this, so I'm probably going to get some of this wrong. But I guess at some point the fairy has come along.
Well, hold on. The fairy tells a story about how
of the moon.
oh, when Blue was born, that she was special, unlike the rest of the puppies, mm-hmm. because all the puppies did more normal puppy shit, and she like sat up in red and liked to go on adventures. And she was born with a key. She was born with a special key.
Oh, yeah.
Literally born with a literal key. And they go and find a key.
She has a literal key. She needs to find the lock for her key.
Yes. And so they do. This is the part that, like, I was like, okay, I remember this. They sing a song. They check. And it's like, is this the key? No. And they find the key in her a stuffed animal. And I don't remember her little puppy stuffed toy. And then is it a box under her bed where
they try like three different things? There's a whole like then at this point, it's a little bit Blue's Clues. Like you yell, no, the sofa suddenly has a lock on it. And we don't know why. Yeah. Go unlock the sofa. What?
The wicker sofa.
You just understand. I know this doesn't sound that crazy, but for like you've watched like five seasons of this show and then suddenly the couch has a lock on it. And you're like, what? And like so then it becomes this really weird Freudian journey of finding the lock that your key fits. And oh, this one's too narrow.
I would call it Kafka-esque. It was like I was watching Blue slowly turn into a cockroach. It was very strange.
But it just keeps going. It keeps going like this, and you're like, when is it going to go back to the regular show?
But at that point, I thought, okay, I'm just misremembering the show. Like, I'm misremembering how, like, cute and fun it was, right? But then they find the box under Blue's bed, and the anthropomorphic key, or not anthropomorphic, yes, the key talks and sings, whatever.
Yeah. It's a talking key, yeah.
And the key goes in the lock, and ba-bam, they all jump into this magical box.
Now we're in Blue's room.
Blue's room.
As it's later referred to.
Yes, and normally this isn't huge because they jump into like paintings and shit all the time. But this time, the animation's gone. They're all fucking puppets.
They're puppets
and they're
now.
In,
Everyone's a puppet.
They're all puppets, including Blue.
Yes.
And there
are so many puppets you've never seen before.
There's so many
talking
it's like
boxes.
The Muppets. There's everything.
And the fact that they're all puppets is so fucking disorienting. There's this really sweet, I have to say, this part always makes me cry. There's this very sweet moment when Blue first talks. Oh, because by the way, did we mention Blue can now talk?
But this is no. But first, okay.
Blue's
here's
a puppet
thing,
that can talk.
Muna goes around. Everybody else can talk in this universe. Muna goes around saying, "This is your dress-up place. This is like your new dinosaur friend." And then she's like, "But Blue, your greatest gift of all."
Right.
And then she goes, "Blue, you can talk." And Blue is like, "I can talk." And she's speaking like complete normal English. There's no burr. She starts talking to you. And this is when I texted you because I don't know. I lost my shit. I don't know why I lost my shit.
You know, like that scene in the movie theater when
oh
Pikachu like says the wrong. It's like it's
that.
It's that level of what are you
oh,
doing?
It was so
it,
fucking weird.
It would
weird.
Be like if like Darth Vader suddenly turned into a ficus. You'd just be like, what the why? How does that have anything to do with anything that's. But it's so cute because Blue goes, "Hey, you," and it's really sweet because she's talking to the little kids and it's so sweet. That's the single moment in the pretty much this whole thing where I was like, "Oh my God, that's so sweet," and that makes me want to cry. Because wouldn't it be great to be able to suddenly talk flawlessly? It's a fantasy world. But no. That moment is steamrolled. Just you're not even over the fact that Blue has something called Blue's Room. That's part of her special gift and found the key.
Her literal
lock
key she was born with.
Not the key that fits in the lock, but the lock that fits with the key. And now that's Blue's room and Blue can talk and she's a fucking puppet. Because guess what? You don't really have too much time to sit with that because we have so many new characters to introduce.
Roar! So is this a big shakeup of the show? Did this stuff last? Is it like this is the show now?
It's a basically a reboot.
It
doesn't say at the beginning, warn your kid. This is about to be a reboot.
But then they kept all this stuff? So Blue talks after this
episode?
Oh,
yeah, I think so.
I went and was like, okay, so is this like a thing? And yeah, so it was kind of like now Blue's room is a part of the actual show. And then it kind of got a spinoff. But it's during a regular episode. So you go around meeting these new puppet characters who vary in obnoxiousness.
Why does a dog have a room?
Okay.
A special gift.
Moving on. It was a special gift she was given at birth with her key.
Yeah, the moon.
The moon. moon. The moon gave it to her.
So we are introduced to, I got a list here on Wikia.
Do
we are introduced
have a special
to
room in their house for their dogs.
Okay.
Well, I know a lot of people have those for their cats. You meet Key, you meet Boogie Woogie, Doodle Board, Roarosaurus, Dress Up Chess, Silly Seat, Frederica, Handy Dandy Journal. Mm-hmm.
You got Doodle.
You got that classic, character, Gamer Bathwater.
You're still looking at that. Anyway, I'm sorry. This is not good visually, but it all fucked me up. But it was just so ham-fisted because once you've gotten over, like, you're not even over that. You're still like, what the fuck? Blue's a talking puppet now? What is happening with this show? And then they're just bringing items up that are puppets who can talk. It's like, I'm going to be the case for your pencils. I'm the cord for your lamp.
I'm like Cordy. Dora. Like, suddenly.
Just about.
I'm a dresser.
It makes no fucking sense.
I'm the lightning to 8-inch cable audio adapter that comes with the new iPhone.
I'm ceiling E. I'm the ceiling that will protect you. I'm window pane. Ouch. Why are you talking? Why are you a puppet? Oh, why are you talking? Like the other show, I hate this.
But it's the thing. For some reason, I've accepted that Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper can talk and reproduce.
Yes, absolutely.
I have accepted that Tickery is a clock that's alive. I have accepted all of this. But
it's all part of that fictive world.
Yes, and my headcanon when I was little was like, okay, Blue can't talk because she's like a real puppy, and like the rest of the world is like all these crazy talking inanimate objects. It's like Beauty and the Beast or something. Mm-hmm. And then you go into, but then there's a cat that late Max would love this cat. Later on in the show, there's a cat introduced named Periwinkle, but he can talk. Right. He does magic and is great at it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. He does magic.
What kind of tricks does the cat do?
Mostly wand and top hat tricks.
Wand and top hat.
Like the
little old fashioned.
Exactly. He's a classically trained magician. Mm-hmm. And
it's like a Guy Hollingworth act.
Classic guy.
But then you find
Did
out.
Did he do any billiard ball manipulation?
Oh, God. Okay. But then once you're in Blue's room, you learn that she has been given, she has all this time been a special puppy who could talk, but was like trapped in this dystopian world where she had to be like, burr, 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 where multiple times throughout the show, you have to interpret what she's saying and you're trying so hard. That's why she has to leave clues, because she can't talk. So now.
That's the premise of the show, is her paw print is like, look over here.
Yeah. And so now you go into this room, and I was like, okay, this is like funny and weird. But then at the end, it's like, okay, Mooney's like, okay, Blue, you gotta go leave. You gotta go out of your room. And I'm like, wait, they're making her mute again? They're taking this magical place away from her where she can talk to you? And then. But
It only works in Blue's room.
It only works in Blue's room. And at the very end, Blue goes, okay, she goes, we'll talk soon. And you know what? You're my best friend. Like, this is. And it's like, we know this is the only time she's been able to verbalize it over years and years and years. And it just.
Yeah. Just for a second, though. Come on, Blue. We got to go. We got to get out of your room.
We got to go. And she's like, but.
Say goodbye to the nice
best
people.
And
yikes.
Like, and then it goes back to normal. And you. And so at this point, I did not know that this was like a spinoff of the show. I just thought this was like, occasionally they did have special episodes. So I just thought this was a one-off. And so they take out Blue's ability to talk, and you're the one who breaks it to Joe. Joe's like, huh, where'd you go? What happened? And he's like, Blue can talk? But then he's like, wow, that's awesome. See you next time. And it just fucked
Bye.
Me up.
Wow, cool special gift.
Oh, cool. All right. Burr,
burr. I'm mute again.
It was so upsetting. I am 28 years old.
I'm so glad you had the context for appreciating why this was so upsetting to me.
I know that like most people are going to think this is a terrible episode with a terrible challenge. This... And the rest of the people who are like my age or younger are freaking the fuck out, because it was so like this. She's been living in this dystopian hellscape where all of her utensils and objects can talk, but she can't talk to you, her best friend.
There's literally a drawer that can talk.
She sold her voice to live on the land with Steve.